If I hold this up to you, the spirit horse you see here, this was a silk screen serigraph.
It was an original oil painting before.
Oh, it was?
Mm-hmm. Lost. I have no idea where it is. Been gone a long time.
The spirit horse?
Mm-hmm. From the Taos studio. Been gone a long time.
And no one knows where it is
originally? No, no.
But prints have been made of this.
Well, he then did the silk screen print. When he had a design that worked for him well, he would explore that. For instance, Spirit Talk. I'm utilizing Spirit Talk in my book, Spirit Talk Now, as an early rendition, probably done in the 30s. And then his last rendition of it was one of the last pieces that he did before he transitioned.
Oh, he had various renditions of this Spirit
Talk. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Different colors, orientations, and then there's the ghost horse, which is a vertical presentation. This is the horizontal presentation. The ghost horse is up like this instead of out like that.
Tell us about the spirit of this. It wasn't meant to be, obviously, a real horse. It's blue, and that blue was important, wasn't it? That
spirit color. The Wait difference a minute. Between the way we view a regular horse, you might say, yes. or the horse that has a white mane and tail flowing like that, if I could just draw a little alliteration here of the horse as we know it is our father in town at the drawing table, and the spirit horse is him out on the land, right. if you will.
Spirit horse. Do you remember when that came in his life?
That would have been very early, probably in the 30s. This is our father out in the Jeep. This is our father at the drawing table.
You're talking about a returning warrior. That's an etching
yes.
of a warrior.
Very beautiful piece. Incredible piece. Life, success, winning. And we don't know whether that warrior is returning to the spirit world or to the physical world. But there's success, joy, and abundance in that returning warrior etching.
Do you know where the original of that is?
No. I don't know where any of those etching plates are. Now, when we come to the serigraphs, I have all of the screens that those were produced with. But etchings wear out. The copper plate etchings, he etched all of them in copper plate, and as they're rolled, the rough edges, the burrs, degenerate and actually disappear. At a certain point, he would have some of those plates chromed, and they lasted quite a bit longer. The reason you don't see too many etchings around is those plates just don't last long.
Okay. That is his intent to make prints so that the common man, he wanted as many people as possible to be able to afford his work. And it wasn't just for the wealthy.
Right. And to standardize the artist income. Multiples provide stability to the artist income. One piece isn't done and gone, but there can be a number more.